December 2020. You are transcending all that is old. You are not changed as much as you are ever closer to your own true knowing of your divine nature. What seems to have changed about you is your nature. Your true nature is surfacing more and more in each moment of now. Your true nature is that of grace. We have been speaking with you about grace for many months, and you have been integrating the energy of the words. Whether they are heard, read, or gleaned while dreaming, you receive the energy of them in the ways that serve you best. This is the time of the great transcendence, the time of conscious transition, and with this transition, you all usher in a new earth, one that is literally less dense because there is less fear. As you are one with the earth and all it is, you are also ushering in the new you. Again, not so much changed, but much has been transformed. You are becoming free of that which has weighed you down, kept you living in the 3D world. Your physical bodies are becoming lighter as you carry more light within, and you now realize that you are the light. Now is the time to truly shine. Recognize that you are in the void, not a place of fear. In fact, it's the place where all things exist and nothing exists. You are the light within the void, and in this place, free of old perceptions and beliefs, you manifest new truths through and in grace. Everything that you imagine exists, just as you have been and done everything that you can imagine. From within the void, you create new perceptions, recognize truth, and expect miracles. This is the freedom that you came here to realize or to make real, and you do this here in the void. You are able to make things matter. You've been making things matter all along. You're simply remembering to do it consciously in and through grace. As your timeline nears the end of this monumental year of transformation and transition, you are feeling the influx of intense energy. This energy is comprised of what you call downloads, activations, key codes, light, that kind of thing. This influx of energy, and yes, light from the great central sun, is transforming your DNA, which affects every cell of your body, which then impacts your energy field. As you say yes to it, you're allowing dormant Akashic memories to awaken within your DNA. These memories are ones of existences in other star systems, other galaxies, even other universes where you are an awakened being. You carry the memory of how to ascend within you. As a collective, you chose to come to Earth in order to experience life in a three-dimensional way so that you could glean every single experience that exists. We'll say that once more. As a collective, meaning as a group, a unit, or a single energy, you chose to descend to Earth so that you could experience and learn from life in 3D. You learn from your experiences. You learn what works and what doesn't for yourself and for the collective. And this process of experiencing and learning reawakens the grace within you. You are deep in this process, and you call it ascension. The end of this year brings with it deeper collective thought patterns of both compassion and fear, and you are able to influence how much compassion as well as how much fear is made into matter. Remember, fear is not an integral part of who you are. Fear is false experiences appearing real. You came here to experience everything in a 3D world that you knew was an illusion prior to coming here. Fear does not exist within you, although you have come to believe that it does. You literally made it matter through your collective thoughts, beliefs in imprints, so fear became real to you. Now is the time to realize that you truly create your external circumstances with your thoughts. Face your fears. Acknowledge them. This is not easy to do because as you acknowledge a fear, there is always a deeper root attached to it. You have developed the pattern of resisting the deeper fears, and what you resist certainly does persist because you're not acknowledging it. Facing your fear is what is necessary in order to truly witness it, acknowledge its purpose and service to you, and then embrace it in grace with the knowing that it is not a part of who you are. We have faith in you as an individual soul and as a collective, and we extend that trust and faith to you here, now. As your awareness has expanded, your thoughts have shifted towards compassion, oneness, gratitude, hope, grace. As you near the end of this year, use the power of your collective compassionate thoughts and acknowledge your fears, realizing that they are not an integral part of who you are, and embrace them in grace. Thank them for showing up as an experience that you chose. Thank them for helping you in this and other lifetimes. You are an alchemist, and this is alchemy in action because you are transmuting energy. Please understand that fear is an experience. It serves a great purpose, allowing you to make choices that in many cases kept you or your loved ones alive, but it does not live within you. All that lives within you is grace. Everything else is an experience and an illusion on top of that. Everything here in this earthly experience is temporal, and you continue to exist beyond this earthly experience with full awareness of what it all means. You're not doing this alone. You are a part of the whole, and the whole is within you. So all that you do for all. You are remembering with deeper clarity who you are, and it is an awe-inspiring time to be alive. Move forward into the next moment of now, knowing that all is truly well.